Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to 929, the weekly podcast that serves you some Monday morning inspiration and advice to help you win the week ahead. 929 is a podcast from Fiverr, the digital freelance marketplace, and I'm your host, Ishan Akbar. As ever, please make sure you listen right to the end, as I've got an offer from Fiverr that could make your week that bit better in whatever you're trying to achieve. Today, I'm talking to Jennifer Bandier, founder of activewear brand Bandier.
Bandier is a unique multi-brand activewear business that has retail and also an online very big destination that sells 50 different brands that cater to whatever style appeals to you.
Jennifer has driven Bandier to great success by being ahead of the curve since launching in 2014. She's here to talk about the art of curation.
Discovery. Finding things you're not going to find other places, curating the best products and having them under one roof, you can create whatever look works for you.
Let's get started with Jennifer Bandier. What is it? What is curation?
For me, it's going through and finding the best of the best brands and their products and curating a style that is an aesthetic that we always bought for a taste level, not for, you know, just what we thought we should have. Like when I saw something, I'm like, I love it. I love it. And the joke is, I would always say, I don't want to have a baby with that, but I would have a baby with that. So everyone would always joke and be like, do you want to have a baby with this? I'm like, 100 babies with this. You know, and I love products. I love discovery. So curating the best of the best, and always, I love searching. I mean, I just stay up all night looking for products all over the world, and that's what we were doing. But it was curating the best of the best and making what people shop online. I shop online, but what would get me to go to a store? It would be original product and unique and special product that you couldn't really find anywhere.
And how did you know that, or did you know that the thing that you wanted to curate would appeal to a larger audience? And as your business has grown, have you delegated that choice to other people, or do you still very much have oversight as to what kind of products are being curated?
I didn't know if people, you know, I just went, my intuition has always been my superpower. It's not always right, but I can just say, like, I don't think this is going to work, or just look at, like, what would get me excited? And now, you know, I'm not 20, so I try and think, okay, I have 11 nieces and nephews. What are they, you know, what are my nieces wearing? I just try and think of everything as the consumer. Is she buying this? You know, I spend so much time in the stores getting to know what the consumer wants. And it's the best information. And you're talking to people and they're like, you know, why don't you make this and this, you know, and it's just about what they want. So I think that's a very valuable aspect of our business. And we know our consumer wants exclusive and new and unique and special.
In terms of this idea of curation, some people listening might think it's quite an overwhelming thing to do. How does one even get started with the idea of curating things? And is there an art to it?
I mean, I wish I could say to you that I'm super organized and orderly. There is, for me, it's just passion and love of discovery and finding things. And I will look at everything. I always say to people, don't be embarrassed to call people, ask for help, ask for, you know, if you can sell their product, because the worst they can do is say no. I look at, like, the whole picture of, like, what's the edit? You know, like women shop online and they don't necessarily want to look through every product. They want to see the vacation, or I'm going spinning, I'm going running, I'm doing this. And that's the easiest way to shop. And I think in my mind, oh, this is, I notice trends and I'll say, oh, this would be great for running.
How important is it for your brand to keep up with social trends? Do you try to see what your customers, potential customers, what kind of things they enjoy on TikTok, for example?
We just got, I have been like fighting for TikTok at Van Deer. And I just met a fantastic girl who's working with us. And she's really understands it in a way that I don't think that I could understand it unless, you know, she spent a lot of hours with me. It's very important to us to be relevant. Our whole business was built on Instagram. We never could afford to advertise. When people would come to me, I say, I don't have, you know, that kind of money to advertise in a magazine. But we knew the power of influencers, that they were, that we didn't know initially. We were like, why are we selling out of this legging? No one's bought it all summer. And then we realized that, you know, someone had posted it. And it was like the power of that influencer. She's incredible. And one thing, I've been a very, very staunch, like fighting with brands, is size inclusivity. Because when I started, many of them only went up to medium. And then I said, I don't think we can carry your brand. And I love it. But if you're not going to make larger sizes, I don't feel comfortable if someone ever came to the store and wanted something. And it makes me feel terrible. So I think the world has come a long way.
Where do you see Van Deer in, say, 5 years' time?
Well, I think we've become like a platform also. We have a studio. We're, you know, studio B in LA. It used to be in New York, where we have, I don't know, 30 classes a week. It's a beautiful studio. And we've got the best instructors. I see that growing. But it's more about the experience, like that. Even with Nike, I explained to that part of the reason that I really wanted to carry Nike was that women didn't want to go to like a Nike store. They wanted to have the best curation of the product when they are buying their fitness clothing. And that has been an incredible relationship. New Balance, we have an ongoing collaboration with them. Phenomenal. An incredible company. And to me, it's like, I can't even believe it.
What have been kind of the moments where you've really had a big learning and you thought, wow, I did not think that this would be a possibility, or some things that occurred in the course of Van Deer growing to where it's grown to now, where you've had some significant learning?
As to my point before, you know, everyone will tell you, no, bad idea, do it this way. I have 30 years experience. You don't know what you're talking about. And you know, then I start to doubt myself and I go, well, maybe I don't, you know, maybe I'm not like an expert at this. But I will say what I've learned is nobody knows Van Deer better than I do. No, like, it's not all I think about, but it's something on my mind all the time. And I understand the brand, our customer, what she wants to see. And I think the mistake that I've made sometimes is not fighting for things, because I felt that maybe they know better. And now, you know, now I know that's not always the case. Just because someone has 30 years experience and you don't, doesn't mean they understand it better than you do. They can give you advice, but like you need to collaborate with people that you're going to bring in to the company.
Jennifer, thank you so much for your time on 929. Will Jennifer's belief in her own opinion transfer over to you, or maybe her passion for discovery will be a key takeaway for you this week? Now, here's something else to help your week go that bit better. Fiverr are offering listeners to this podcast 20% off their next order when you use the discount code podcast22 at fiverr.com. Try it today and enjoy getting more stuff done. Thanks so much for listening. Hit follow and I'll be back with you next Monday morning. Until then, have a great week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.